This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 700, 5 Effective Techniques I Use to Deal with Worry During the Most Stressful Time of My Entire Life, Part 2, by Kalen Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that reads blog posts to you every day, including weekends. I do narrate on Saturdays and Sundays, and it's with permission from the authors. It's very important. And today's a Part 2 post. I started this one yesterday. It's a bit long, so I broke it up into two. If you're new here, I recommend listening to yesterday's episode first to hear Kalen Bruce's story. But if not, let's hear part two and continue optimizing your life. 5 Effective Techniques I Use to Deal with Worry During the Most Stressful Time of My Entire Life, Part 2, by Kalen Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. Number 1, take the 2-week attitude. One way of dealing with worry is to ask yourself a question. Will I be worried about this in 2 weeks? If the answer is no, then what's the point of worrying about it right now? Think about all the things you were worried about last week, month, and year. Sure, some things stick with us, some things are more serious than others, but overall, worry is quite temporary. Worry itself is never helpful. It's good to be concerned, and a small amount of stress can actually help motivate us, but worry is never a good thing. Number 2, ask, what's the worst that could happen? I don't mean these to be famous last words. This isn't a hold my beer and watch this type of question. When you're dealing with a situation, ask yourself seriously, what's the worst that could happen? And even if the worst is really bad, you must accept that as a possible outcome. Once you've accepted the worst possible outcome, you can accept anything that happens. You'll be surprised how the worry disappears. What if the worst is losing your job, or even worse, losing a loved one? You have to deal with that outcome. If that happened, you would keep moving forward. You can always find another job. In time, you'll be able to deal with the loss of a loved one. No matter the outcome, if you accept the worst now, you have nothing to worry about. Number 3, live in day-tight compartments. In How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, Carnegie talks about day-tight compartments. A ship has watertight compartments that can fill with water, be shut off from the rest of the ship, and keep the ship afloat. This is how we must view our days, one day at a time. Worry about today if you must, but don't worry about tomorrow. Quote, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Matthew 6:34. Always plan for the future, but only involve yourself in today. You can't change the past or the future. Live in the present. Number 4, remember that it probably won't happen. Quote, I've had a lot of worries in my life, most of which never happened. Mark Twain. It's true, as much as 85% of what we worry about never actually happens. If we remember that there's a good chance that what we're worrying about won't actually happen, we can calm down. It doesn't always work, but it does always help, at least a little. We are worrisome creatures. Sometimes this actually takes verbally telling yourself to calm down and stop worrying. I've fought with myself before over worries and thoughts that don't deserve space in my mind. Why worry when you can use positive self-talk and or pray about the issue? Quote, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Philippians 4:6. Number 5, do something radical. The final idea is to make a huge change. This might seem counterproductive, but it often isn't. You may be dealing with a lot right now, and you may need to get away. There are a few options depending on the situation. 1, take an extended vacation. This doesn't have to be expensive. You could go on a long hike or a camping trip and spend next to nothing. 2, move to a different state or country. Doing this caused worry for me due to the circumstances, but if your worry is all tied to where you live, try making a radical change by moving far away. 3, quit your job. Your job may be the main stressful factor in your life. Why do you still work there? Life is short and there are always other jobs out there. Don't let your job kill you. Sometimes the radical choice is the right choice. Don't do anything radical without first counting the cost. But life is too short to be stuck in a situation that is detrimental to your health. Final thoughts. It comes down to this. If it can be changed, change it. If it can't be changed, don't worry about it. Even if the outcome could be severe, worrying won't help. If you're somehow stuck in a situation that can't be changed and it's pure worrying won't help. Worrying will never make things better. It will always make things worse. Of course, this entire article and all these tips are easier said than done. I know that. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 5 Effective Techniques I Use to Deal with Worry During the Most Stressful Time of My Entire Life by Kalen Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. Thank you for listening all the way through and being here every day. Crazy that this makes 700 episodes that went so quick. If you've been around since day one, special thanks. Or if you're new, thank you for giving this podcast a listen. It means a lot. I hope you have a happy Friday and I'll be here over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.